If you love Baltimore sports, you'll love WNST.net.
43, and we have Joe Montana.
Look, I'm going to say
this.
It.
Is just a legend, you know?
I'll say it.
Say it.
And I'm going to get yelled at by the people in Baltimore.
The greatest quarterback of all time. You're
no
about
question.
To say that.
No question.
You can argue that, Montana, or are you thinking Unitas? Who would you pick?
Now,
you're on
in
Baltimore.
Unitas.
Why? Why not go with yourself? Don't be humble now, you know?
I don't know. I think the best day I had that I can remember was I got to play golf with Johnny U.
Nice. When was that?
It was probably, I want to say, 6 or 7 years ago now.
Okay.
But it was the old Crosby. No, it used to be out in California, and they moved it into North Carolina.
So you spent the whole day?
Yeah.
So the two of you roll up onto the green. What are people saying?
They were probably laughing at my golf. My golf is not very good.
Cowboy fans say you were throwing it away. You know that. Yeah, I know you've heard that before.
So I'll tell you, the Cowboys, I tell them all the time, is that even if I wasn't throwing it away, they still got the ball and they still couldn't score.
Right. There you go.
But anyway, I was throwing it to them. The unfortunate thing was that, I mean, it was kind of weird, the whole play, because we never throw the ball to him. He's usually our second receiver, and he comes in and sets a little... Screens are illegal, right?
So he cleared out the traffic
for the inside receiver, and you just throw the ball to him, and we actually scored on the play earlier in the game, and you throw it to him, the guy falls in.
Well, when you got to San Francisco, when you got drafted, Notre Dame, the whole thing, San Francisco, the whole Kezar memories were gone, Candlestick was there, John Brody had his years in San Francisco.
Yeah, but there still was talked about a lot about the getting over the hump and getting past that and finally trying to make it to a Super Bowl, and that's what they thought Bill brought. And, he had this insight. I was like, just like the play you're talking about, he made us practice that play in spring in summer camp, and both Dwight and I thought he was crazy. We never threw the ball to the second receiver ever. And
must be nice to only have your primary to hit, right?
Well, yeah, it was always nice because, Freddie is, first down, second down, so you didn't really take any chances, and you never really waited on the second guy. But on this point, when Freddie fell down, I didn't have a choice but to wait. And Dwight took so long because he figured I was going to throw the ball.
He was slow.
Yeah, well, it was, he looked slow, but he actually was pretty fast. But he took his time coming back. That's what he's supposed to do, get in the back of the end zone and slide.
How many times have you watched that throw? More than you could possibly imagine?
I mean, everywhere you go, like if I go to, if I'm doing a speech, what do they play? They play
right,
the
right, right.
Does it feel out of body?
It's the only one he ever made, right?
Yeah. Well, I never saw it. So, I mean, I didn't see it really till I got in the locker room. And everybody was trying to tell me what a great catch Dwight made and how high he jumped. And I told him it was impossible because he's white. And he didn't jump. I can't jump.
Who put the ball? It was number 16.
But even the equipment manager gave me a hard time. I got in the locker room, and he came in and said, no, I was on the sideline when I came up, and it's unusual because he usually wasn't out there. And he said to me, he'd been there forever. He goes, boy, your buddy saved your ass that time. I said, what do you mean?
He made your ass. He didn't save it. He launched you.
Out of the stadium. I go, come on, Chico. He can't jump. He's light.
I guess if it was one of those crazy TV shows where what if the ball bounces off his hands and things change?
Bill had already had another play called. And the other what if was that play would have never happened had I not thrown the ball 3 feet over Freddie Solomon's head the play before, wide open. He would have scored a touchdown. That play would have never happened. Yeah, and I think both of them play the game a little bit different. They manage the game different. They have different offensive styles. One, obviously, has got a ton of weapons, in Phoenix. And not that they don't have a lot of weapons in Pittsburgh, but that's a different game. They want to pound it at you. They're going to use the running game as much as they're going to throw the ball. And because they're backed up by a great defense. Phoenix, on the other hand, I think that's the key, is can Phoenix keep Pittsburgh out of the end zone enough times and keep them from having long drives enough to give their offense plenty of opportunity.
I got a strange out-of-the-box thing for you. Brian Billick is a partner in our company in Baltimore. Were you there when Brian was the P? I want some Billick. Bullock stories. Let's start with this thing. Brian tells me.
Go ahead.
Brian tells me that when Walsh took the job, he came in and literally fired every person in the building, and then offered to rehire them. That there was a management technique he had used by saying, "Hey, it's new. I picked you. I'm going to rehire you, so you know you're my guy." And the stories that Brian tells me about Bill Walsh are legendary. But I can only imagine some of your best Bill stuff.
Well, I wasn't there for the firing and hiring part, but if he said it, I'm sure it happened. And that sounds like something Bill would do. You know, there's always something that was a little bit different about him that make you feel that everything was okay and that we were all in this together. And I mean, his one thing was always that, hey, I don't care who you are, whether it's everyone gets treated the same, whether it's the equipment manager, whether it's the training room staff, whether it's the staff upstairs, everyone is equal in this building.
Well, you need them all to win.
Well,
there's
no
doubt.
And we're all 49ers, and so I wouldn't be surprised if he did something like that. It sounds just like...
So you have no good stories on Brian at all from back when he was young?
No. I was too busy and too scared. Don't worry, I knew he was there.
You were Joe Cool. You were never scared.
Oh, yeah. We were getting there just having an out. I just had an opportunity. I was just trying to take advantage of him. But I spent a lot of time with him, but even if I had a good story, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, he looks like he has a few good stories. He's not telling us. Look, you're here to promote the Sprint NFL mobile line. We're a web company. Yeah, really, we're a radio station, became a website. We're out on the front end of cutting edge video, obviously, audio, the whole thing. And we're going mobile in 2009. Tell us what this is all about, because I think for young people to follow games, everyone, I sit in the stadium now, everybody's checking scores, they're checking fantasy, doing everything on their phone.
I mean, that's the thing. When the cell phone first came out, I joke and say, you know, it was a cell phone, and sometimes the first ones were almost the size of a small TV anyway,
right?
You know, to carry around. But now, this thing, the little thing in your hand, controls so much of your life, and it's no different here with the NFL. You know, the Sprint's team with the NFL, they stream NFL Network 24/7. During the year, there's 8 games live. You can watch a game live. Any game that's on the NFL Network, you can get live on your phone. You can listen. If you're a removed fan, say you live in Chicago and you're playing Denver and you live in Florida, right? You can get on there and listen live to the game from the Chicago announcers. Say you're the Denver fan living in Florida in the same game, you can get on and listen to the Denver announcers live. So you can make it feel like you're home. You can, the upcoming draft is going to be live on the NFL Network. The combine that's coming up for the NFL, all that is going to be live. And you can download, you can stream. You want to watch some archives and some stuff of some good
Montana to Clark, you know, you can do that.
You can get on there and watch highlights from those games. I mean, there's so many things you can do with this, and it's so simple. If you're a Sprint customer, you just text NFL, you dial 7777 and text NFL. And just follow the prompts there, it'll help you download it. And if you want more information on it, just go to sprint.com/NFL. I'd say go. You know, I mean, if he still wants to play, you know, when you leave the game, there's no coming back. You know, especially, you know, when, I don't know, I can remember how old Ray is. It seems like he's been around.
34.
He's
33.
He'll be 34.
So, I mean, he's got some.
You don't regret the Kansas City move, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
I mean, I just think it was one of those things. I went to a great organization. I still thought I could play. I went there and fortunately played fairly well. And I wish I would have played the remaining year of my contract, because when it's over, I look back on it. I had too many concussions. It's probably the reason I didn't go back. But I would say definitely go. And, you know, everyone's going to reach that now with the salary caps. He's making so much money. It's hard for them to keep him around, even though they know in their mind he can probably still play. And so they'll regret it to a certain degree that he has to go, but the bottom line is the money.
All right. So Joe Cool, there he is, man. We had Joe Montana on our show.